Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 40 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We bring on different guests and communities and talk about our love of the game. This is Kingsley Mack and Sin for a fun little episode 40 right before Christmas. How you doing, Sin?
Fairly well. How about you? How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. We don't have a guest tonight, but we're just going to talk a little bit, have a fun extra miscellaneous show before this Christmas season, because I know you're all wanting to hear our lovely, lovely voices. But now it was kind of fun looking back at this. I was like, oh, wow, we're already in episode 40. Not that that means too much. I guess once it gets into the 50s, that means a year, of course. But still, it's a fun number.
Yeah, so I think, three more months now will put us at a year?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sounds about right. But how are you doing? I have some interesting things that have been going on. Been anything interesting in your life?
Working a lot. Fortunately, with my company, I can either have New Year's Day off or Christmas Eve off. So I am I'm going to have off tomorrow, which as we're recording, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. So I'll be off with the family tomorrow for Christmas Eve, which is exciting. Other than that, not too much. Yeah. The usual work grind and game grind.
No, that's excellent. My wife has Christmas Eve, Christmas Day off. Then she has to work Thursday, and then she has Friday off. So nice. We are going to, it's a surprise. She doesn't know yet, but I'm taking her to a fancy hotel. We're staying the night. We're going to get a massage the next day, do a really high-end buffet, all that fun stuff. So,
oh, that will be nice.
That will be nice. But it'll be a nice break, too, because I had some crazy stuff that happened recently where I got a big flood in my house. This is it's only a year old house. And we came home yesterday and I heard water dripping downstairs. Like it was dripping enough where you could hear it like landing on the carpet.
Right.
Like, oh crap. And it was coming through a light fixture in the ceiling. And so I shut off the water. I'm like, crap, where is it coming from? We brought a plumber out and he had to like punch some, because we have a finished basement. It's a nice brand new house. We decided to finish the basement. He had to punch some ceiling holes out to kind of find where the pipes were leaking. And come to find out, it was where the hose bib for the outside of the house connects into the house. There was a crack in it. And was flooding back when we would turn it on. It was 50 degrees yesterday, so we were using it to clean off our outside cement patio. Some, I don't know if that's when it started leaking or if it was just coincidental, but there's certain things you're supposed to do when it freezes outside. Don't keep a hose hooked up or use it when it's freezing, and we know that. But it must have frozen at some point when we were not using it. Because the plumber said the builders didn't build it with a long enough insulated pipe into the house. So that's probably why it was only 8-inch instead of a 12-inch. So size does matter, right?
When you're building pipes. Welcome to home ownership, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's one thing you got to remember, especially with these areas of cold temperature like that, where pipes can freeze. And fortunately, we haven't not run into any issues. But we don't have a finished basement, so if we did, like I had my basement flood 1 year with when I still had my equipment in my basement, and it was because my sump pump, we had heavy rains and my sump pump had failed, so it wouldn't pump any of the overflow, because the way my basement sits, the stairs that go down, there's like a little grate, the water was flowing into that, into the sump pump, and it wasn't working, and it backed into the sump pump and backed into the basement. So I definitely know what it's like to come down to water everywhere. So that's awful.
And we were lucky that it didn't get on any belongings. So really lucky that way. It was just kind of dripping in a part where it was we had open, like no equipment or couches or anything like that. So we were really lucky. And we also just found out today that the builder is covering it 100% in the warranty, it seems like.
Awesome.
Because, I was worried I was going to have to go through homeowner's insurance or something. But they give you a 2-year warranty on all plumbing. So that's good.
So even if it was Stacy's fault, you're covered.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't think it was Stacy's fault. We did everything right.
I know when we hopped on that call the other night, she said that. I kind of laughed.
Because she was doing the water in the backyard, but and that's when we might have noticed it. But again, we weren't doing anything wrong. You know, you're allowed to use a hose outside when it's 50 degrees. It clearly had, you know, water had cracked in it at some point in the past.
Right.
Because of it not being insulated enough. So we would have noticed it yesterday, or we would have noticed it in the spring. At some point, we would have noticed it and gotten a little flood.
Yeah. It was going to happen and it happened, but at least you caught it and the warranty's going to cover it. That's the main thing that matters.
Man, this is strong. So tonight I'm drinking, I got a new drink from New Holland Brewing, 11%. It's a beer, but it's a bourbon barrel aged stout. So very strong, has a bourbon flavor, and it's 11%. It's called Dragon's Milk. Whew, it's a little strong, but it's good.
Awesome. That does sound delicious.
Have any bamboo.
You definitely need to get on that. I've definitely been re-upping my bottle game. Like I just had to re-up again, so I'm on my third total bottle now of that stuff, and it is good. I really enjoy it. It's a good rum to have just sipping by itself. Little ice cube, and it's the flavor profile's there, and like I don't drink it. I haven't been drinking it like it sloshed. But it helps you kind of chill out, nice flavor, and get you, like I said, a nice little chill time, especially when I'm hanging out with the fam and the kids are running around everywhere crazy.
It's your sleepy time juice, right?
Exactly.
Gets you to bed.
gives me a reason to take a nap midday.
Oh, man. So what's been going on in the game of Destiny? Anything you've been working on?
I know I kind of joked around a little bit in the Discord with you the other day about my play-by-play, but finished a lot of the, like, I wouldn't say a lot, but working on tons of catalysts, but started working on Fighting Lion. I finished, what all did I finish? I finished the sword, not World Line, but the other one.
The Void one?
Yes.
Black Talon?
Yes, finally finished that. Almost done with the Fighting Lion catalyst, and all this while working really on obelisks and trying to level them up for the season, because that for the seasonal grind, that's needed. You need to level each one of them up to like what, 10 or 11?
Yeah, I think 11, but I didn't research that quite enough, so I could be incorrect on that.
So that's been a grind. I actually did finish by now everybody knows the tower obelisk. Which you got from Saint 14 returning to the tower this week. That I finally did all four bounties to link that up. It does give you kind of like a place where you can pick up bounties all in one area without having to visit each and every obelisk separately.
Oh, when so it comes to lore, it does do more than just the three that it starts with.
Yeah, so you get it basically gives you a link to pick up bounties across all the obelisks. It allow you to pick up. Hold on, I can actually go to the tower really quick. It gives you the option to buy. There's those buffs to get additional drops for the, what is it called that you need to upgrade the obelisks with?
Yeah, the Fractaline Skimmer and the Time Lost Friends. Yeah, those are the consumables in the middle. And then, but on mine, there's just right now three obelisk bounties for Time Lost Weapons. And I was wondering if there was going to be more stuff when you link them all. And sounds like you're saying there might be.
Yes, there were weapon bounties in there.
Oh, it's on the next page.
Yes, there's three pages.
Okay, I see my Nessus one now because I've already linked to that one, but not the other ones.
Yeah, you basically have three pages when you open it up. One's like the first page where you get your consumables. My postmaster is completely out of space, apparently. And you have your obelisk bounties, which you can do. Here you can do the Perfect Paradox, Trophy Hunter, and Pyroclastic Flow, so you can work on those. You can actually set and reset all your links from this, so you don't have to go to each one to link them up. You can do each you can pick up the weapon bounties for each obelisk here as well as your weekly bounties. So it gives you definitely quite a few options. You still have to go to each obelisk individually to level it up. But if they're already leveled and all you're doing is picking up bounties or just wanting to pick up bounties for the week, you can do it all in one spot. Visiting the tower makes it so much easier to do that.
That is cool. And I'm really kind of surprised they thought about this ahead of time to say, like, yeah, we have all these places to go, but when it comes down the road, we're not going to want to do that. So just have it in the tower. Although, of course, this is only for one season. So they will go. It's not like this obelisk is going to stay in the tower past the season. That's what we're assuming. This stuff will go away. So it's good, but also it's not permanent. So, you know, we'll take advantage of it while it's here. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, I'm wondering, though. I don't know. Did they specifically mention the obelisks will go away after the season? The only reason I'm wondering is because it's tied to, I think, the opening of the season.
Sundial. And the sundial should be going away at the end of the season. So these, maybe they won't go away. You know, actually, are these part of this free part, I think, instead of this? Because the sundial, you have to pay for the season pass. But I want to say someone said these were part of the free part.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know I was a little confused the 1 week on it, what was included, what was not, because originally they made it seem like you're only going to pay for the seasonal pass. You were going to get to the additional path for your road to 100. So
and the activities. So
correct. Let's see here. It does give you two activities for the seasonal pass this time around. But because with it being all tied to Saint 14 and Saint 14 being a vital part of the story, that's the only reason I'm wondering if it's really going to go away or not.
Yeah.
If they're just going to keep it. I mean, they were pretty set on mentioning every single time that, you know, the Vex Offensive, it seemed like, was always being mentioned it's going away. But I haven't heard that as of yet for these activities.
Well, this is the confusing thing because, yeah, it is tied to Saint 14, but I have confirmed on the calendar the obelisks are part of the free activity. However, the Saint 14 mission that says Save a Legend, that has the icon on it that says requires the season pass. So it's kind of funny how Sundial and Save Saint 14 is season pass and obelisk is free activity. So, I'm a little confused what all is going away. I guess it would just be easiest if it all goes away, except for, of course, Saint 14, if he's maybe staying or whatever. Of course, we don't even know what's all going on there. Now, this is interesting because, yeah, this is the first podcast since we had Saint 14 come to the tower. And boy, the speculation, it's looking more and more like he may be the trials vendor in the future, and that he'll probably lead us to doing more stuff, that we may actually have trials at the beginning of next season or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've seen some people speculating that, you know, that this could be the season that it comes out because of the glitches with some overlays that have people have been seeing and been buzzing about trials and trials cards. And also, I mean, it's very trials like when you go to see Saint 14 in the trailer, or not the trailer, the traveler is at the tower, where he's at. It's like he's kind of adorned with the Osiris emblems and all the trials, kind of gives you that ode to trials, or kind of look like this might be trials related. But I mean, I think time will tell. If they threw it in this season, just kind of out of nowhere, you know, I think that would surprise a lot of people.
It would. My guess would still be next season, if at all, because it seems like such a big thing that, if they brought it in this season, it seems like that's a waste. They should save it for the next season to be part of a big activity. Maybe not the only activity, but something kind of big. Who knows? Maybe they already have another big PvE thing planned for next activity or season, so they'll bring it this one. I don't really care personally myself so much, but I do think it's needed to come back. And this is exciting either way, seeing Saint 14 in the tower and running these little quests. And you know, we did the second weekly mission for Saint 14 when the reset happened on Tuesday. And then all of a sudden on Friday, people are like, check out the tower. There's more stuff going on. And he showed up and he had some more things for us to do.
So I don't know if you've done it yet, but I know I've tried to get a lot of it done. The only thing I haven't done that Saint 14 dropped was the one where you have to do the 8 specific bounties to progress it. Do you know what that was for?
Oh, yeah, I haven't done that yet. I think I'm going to look it up here. I don't think it was for anything too big. I did look that up at some point. But yeah, if doing that last one unlocked some big thing, we would have heard about it more.
Right. At least you would think.
Yeah. Let's see. Rank up. No, it's not that one. Because
while you're looking,
sometimes tell us stuff.
Right. I mean, while you're looking that up, I know we've also, I know you completed your oven and masterworked it to unlock all the recipes. I just finished that up here right before starting recording. And have you, and I know you're still looking up that a little bit of details there on that, but have you done the Riven cookie yet?
No. Yeah. Cause you got to go on the raid. It's kind of funny that it's really funny that they're doing that. I mean, of course with the wish wall, you can go directly there.
Right.
But it's still pretty absurd that you have to go in the raid to give it to Riven. Kind of cool, but kind of absurd also.
I wouldn't mind trying it. I know I've had to bake that as one of my final cookies to unlock the masterwork for the oven, but yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Oh yeah, but you need to deliver them all to get the triumphs passed off, right?
So, oh, I don't know about the delivering, but I know you got to bake a certain amount to progress the sparrow for the sea, for the dawning.
Yeah, let's talk about the dawning some more in a second. Let me just—I did find out. I remember now what the finishing the Saint 14 quest does. It basically opens up just his bounties. It says you will place a book of bounties that allow you to serve the last city. He would like you to place this in the tower to unlock new bounties. And I don't know if I read like what they are yet, or if maybe they're not coming yet until later. But with him being supposedly sounds like a vendor, this is what we have to do to unlock it. So we'll actually get other bounties through him.
Gotcha. Yeah, I might try to work on that here tonight or tomorrow to unlock it and get that done.
Yeah, that'd be good. But Donnie, what about, yeah.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, good.
What else have you been doing in the game?
Not much. I tried to raid some a little bit today. We ended up doing Scourge of the Past, and some parts were a lot easier. And then at the end, it was still easier from what I remember, but we just didn't have the DPS because not everyone had the ideal weapons that we needed. And so it wasn't a big deal. We just took a break from it, but it was nice to hop back in Scourging. And I was a little rusty at first. And then it became quite easy. Like the first phase of the boss encounter where you're taking the tanks out to shoot them in the middle.
Right.
That was an easy one phase. And I know it can often be an easy one phase with the right group, but like we weren't even trying. It was like super easy. I feel like that's changed somehow. And everything just about the raid reminds me just a little bit easier than normal. Like, even shooting his crit spots, I decided to do, we eventually switched to the outbreak strat. And I was like, okay, I know I used to do Crooked Fang a lot, even though it's not as much DPS as some snipers. I like how I get more ammo, and I have a box breathing Crooked Fang. So in essence, I can, at least for that opening shot, get good DPS. And so I like reading the map a lot. And so I would, you know, we usually try to get his knee spots. And even when I didn't have box breathing proc'd, I felt like one or two shots were easily taking out the knees, where before it was more. So maybe it's just been a while, but it just seemed like things were easier in the raid.
Now, did you do it on PC or PS4?
PS4, yeah. With some of the crew, you know, we know like Link, Gohawks, Sizzles, Sumfu, and Datfu.
Nice.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind jumping back into that. I know we talked a little bit about doing some older raids like Eater Worlds and Scourge the other day. So I wouldn't mind jumping back in again at some point. And still don't have that darn Garden of Salvation raid completion. I wouldn't mind finally getting that done.
Yeah, we'll find a group on PC at some point that can kind of just pull you through where they've all passed it, you know, so we don't have to rely on always the other groups we've done it in, we have a fair amount of experience, but a lot of people that haven't quite passed it. So like there's always someone new or people that aren't familiar with certain things. So it's like, it just doesn't get done.
Right.
And that's okay. But we just need to, we need to get more on that.
There was a time when we were raiding all the time and could get people through pretty quick.
Yeah, it's so interesting right now in the game. There's a lot going on, but in a way, I don't feel too much locked on to one particular thing that I have in the past. In fact, I was watching the podcast, the online Twitch stream that Sino to Rage does with Paul Tassi and Clintus and 30 in Gaming, and they were bringing up an interesting point that things are pretty good this season, but they feel very disjointed. Like, for example, the artifact leveling it up, no one's really talking about it or caring about it so much this season. Like, have you really? I mean, I remember last season by now, we were already like, oh, you really got to do the oppressive darkness grenades. And we were already kind of like, and I felt like there was more activities where the anti-barrier and the overload rounds mattered a lot. But this season, it kind of seems like it's less cared about. It's kind of sad in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. And a shout out to those guys that you just talked about. I believe it was, 30 in Gaming, who was just on the Guardian Downcast that I just finished listening to on the way home tonight. He did an excellent job. And I think he talked a lot on that particular episode about his thoughts and feelings surrounding Destiny as it stands and like some improvements. One thing that stood out in particular would be kind of like how you level up the guns, the gun leveling system, like a recommendation to, you know, start a gun out at like level where it's white and you can just spend time using it and killing ads and killing enemies to level it up and choose your path on how you actually want it to work, like basically unlock perks to make it your own. It would definitely make grinding and the intent of weapons a little bit more, I guess a little more intent behind it, I think, from what the way he described it. But yeah, they do a pretty good job as far as giving a broad overview and discussing. Just from listening to him on Guardian Down, I think they did a pretty darn good job of knowing the game inside and out, knowing what would make it great.
Yeah, I've gone on that point on guns. I've gone back and forth on that idea myself. I generally think I like the idea of leveling up guns, but the dangerous thing would that be like guns that we already get right now that are legendary drops, they already have a lot of potentially okay or good perks. Would it be like they'd be dropping, we would never get legendaries, they would just be dropping in a lower level and we always have to level guns up? What about exotics too? Like, hopefully there's at least some guns we can have be good right away as opposed to like having to level up every single gun.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thought process and an interesting back and forth debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they will do that at all, but that is interesting. I was going to mention something along with that, but then I know now. It's the things that have me interested this season right now the most is actually leveling up my season pass, even though I'm kind of slow on it right now. Because I haven't played as much this season so far, comparison, but I am on season rank 16 only. Yeah, it's funny. And then I say I'm excited to level up, but I actually am. That's the next thing I'm going to be doing, because I also heard a tip from them on their show. And I'm sure a lot of people already know this, but with the Dawning, all those daily and repeatable bounties give you tons of XP. I guess it's like double XP compared to normal bounties. So they say all the Dawning stuff is the best way right now to level up your season pass. So I am going to be working on that the next little bit. And then maybe try to combine stuff, of course. Like, I'm kind of passively working on all the Strike and Crucible and Gambit things. I really don't have some big goal to get the title this season, but if it happens, it happens, because I know it's a lot easier. But my main goal right now is XP, and if it's bounties that say do things that'll be useful in strikes, then I guess I might as well do those at the same time. And then along with that, I guess leveling up the obelisks are kind of a secondary goal. And then raiding, I'm always going to raid when people have a group. So everyone in our community, as you're listening to this, please, we've been a little bit light on raiding lately. So please post in the Discord. What are you looking forward to doing? Are you looking forward to donning it at all, even though the cookies thing seems pointless? Have you heard about that double XP?
I didn't hear about the double XP until now. I've been really struggling at trying to get those particular bounties done myself. Because a lot of the extra bounties that you buy will like bake a certain cookie or treat and deliver it. Right now, my biggest struggle with it has been keeping enough of the essence, the dawning essence, to be able to make the cookies. The other stuff, it seems to be, I've been getting. Those are the easiest ones to farm, but the essence, I believe, are only dropping from public events. Or that seems to be where I've noticed them dropping the most. But I also haven't played Crucible. I haven't played Gambit at all yet. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm also actually another reason why I'm looking for the season pass is because I really like Symmetry and I want to unlock the perks to get it masterworked quicker, which, you know, you can do by running through the season pass. So, otherwise you would have to do 400 activities, strikes or whatever, and then make mistakes. So
does it do more than just double it? Like, will it triple and quadruple as you go? I didn't look at the entire season pass to see it.
I didn't either, and I'm kind of skimming through it right now. I'm not even seeing where those spots are, but I've heard it's pretty similar to last time around.
Okay. And I think you can still progress the prior.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you definitely can. The, what was that, hand cannon, the Ariana's Vow?
Right. And I still don't have that one done, so I definitely wouldn't need to do that.
Okay, so there's the, at rank 22, the Catalyst Quest Omega boost. Quadruples, yeah, the Season Pass Exotic Weapon Catalyst. That looks like that might be the last one at 22, because I don't think there's a higher level than quadruple.
So I've got that, because I'm already at 25, which I was going to say, I don't think I did. I was thinking to myself when you said you were at, what, 18, 16, 18, something like that?
Yeah.
That this is probably one of the very few times that I'd ever be ahead of you in a seasonal rank. Because last season, you were ahead of me most of the way.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I started grinding out a little bit more bounties. Might have gotten caught up a little bit, but still not quite as far.
I haven't been caring about picking up bounties as quickly, although I need to do better on that now. And, you know, I certainly could be way far ahead if I wanted to, you know, with my time. I have time to play during the day every once in a while, but I just haven't cared as much. And it's just a mini break for me. I'm enjoying all the new content, but I just, it's not like, I'm not like worrying about power leveling also. That's like the least of my mind. I'm basically 960 now, but I really don't care that much at all about getting pinnacle to 970. If I happen to be in the new raid or the dungeon and I get the drops, great. But we've talked a million times before, what really is the benefit of an extra 10? Not much at all, especially with who knows what's going to happen next season.
Well, so, that plus you have the artifact anyway.
Yeah. So in a way it's been nice not to worry about power levels. So although I hope that hasn't made it, so I've been doing less stuff, but no, it's okay. I've also been having fun playing Borderlands, which we can talk about a little bit later. There's been some fun stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up in the game real quick. Because there, you know, there's still some great things here to look forward to. I had it pulled up.
You got it pulled up. So we're already mid. Oh, wait a minute. That is the old one, Season of Undying. I have the wrong one pulled up.
Season of Dawn. Tomorrow, well, as we're recording this, but the 24th, Christmas Eve, Iron Banner comes back, and the final Sundial boss, Tazarok the Sun Eater. So he will be the solar boss. I imagine there will be big sunspots or explosions is his attack.
Well, that means I should probably play tonight while we have the while we have this boss, because I don't think I've done the sundial activity this week.
Oh yeah, you should. You might as well get that checked off on your triumphs and get this boss out of the way before you have to wait another 3 weeks to get it back.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I've been pretty good at is being behind.
And then if you don't hear from us, I'm not sure when our next podcast is going to come out, but then 2 weeks after that? Yeah, on the 7th of January, which we may have a podcast out by then, but just in case, the interesting thing there is the Legend Sundial starts. There's going to be obviously some heroic version, and then Exotic Quest Devil's Ruin. So that should be a pretty good week right there.
Yes, definitely we're going to have some stuff to do. Another Exotic Quest grind. Does it... that is that fusion rifle, right? The one they...
It looks like the sidearm. This fusion rifle is the Bastion.
Which is later.
That's the 28th at the end of January. Yep.
I'm just pulling in it.
Iron Banner. Let's just talk about that real quick while you're pulling that up. I read that it will be Armor 2.0 of the Iron Trug, T-R-U-A-G-E set. I don't know how to pronounce that. Truage. Anyways, it'll be Armor 2.0 of that. The seasonal pursuit to earn this armor will work similar to last season, but we have changed some of the steps and what weapons are required to gain progress. In case you were just joining us, here's a refresher of how it works. There is a new seasonal pursuit which must be completed prior to being able to turn in tokens to purchase packages from Lord Saladin. So you got to do that little quest first. Sounds like it'll be pretty easy. It's just a character-based and rewards a Season of Dawn armor set. Each step of this pursuit awards an Iron Banner weapon or armor. And most of the objectives within this pursuit track progress at any point during Season of Dawn, even if you've not acquired the pursuit. That means for down the road if you don't get it done the first time, I assume. Until the Season of Pursuit has been completed, all rewards will be obtained from completing matches and bounties. All of the rewards will be weapons, too. So you got to complete that pursuit to get the armor. Then there will be 7 bounties offering pinnacle rewards that go up to the 970 power max, but only 4 are available per event. Interesting. So
you can basically event. Choose. I think they might offer you more than 4, but if I remember correctly, that's always the way it's been. But I don't know if they've limited to 4 per event now, and that's just you just pick up your 4 and that's it. But I'm kind of curious because I don't remember the last Iron Banner that I played. If it was 4 and that's it, or if you had the option of 8 and you could only get 4.
I know, because I haven't been into Iron Banner as much lately, and it is a good way to power up. So for those that care, Iron Banner is a good way to power up those pinnacle power levels. They did also mention that, you know, we were going to be getting in Season of Dawn an Iron Banner themed bow, but they did show that was unfortunately pushed back to next season. Sorry about the delay, but we want to call it out to avoid any confusion. And last, they also made a change to an Arsenal of Tricks bounty. The ability Final Blow requirements has been reduced by half. That is always a plus in my book.
Any kind of help to get these done quicker, right?
I know, right? So Iron Banner, for what it's worth, I know that some people are into that. But I probably will not be doing that too much. I doubt I'm going to be spending my Christmas week playing Iron Banner. If anything, I'll be looking for raids or playing some Borderlands or spending time with family.
Yeah, so we did some last minute shopping. I had a gift card that I got to basically, it was one of my gifts a while back. I don't remember what it was for, but I had like $20 left on it. And I ended up getting Pokemon Sword for Switch that I'm going to give kind of like as a family gift for my daughter. And my son's been playing the Switch. I haven't seen how well he's been doing. And I know he just clicks buttons because he's only 2, almost 3 now. But I think it'll be a fun little game for them to try to play.
That's nice.
And I'll be a little selfish and play it myself as well.
Yeah. Oh, man, I really got to get back into the Switch. I need to finish up Zelda, although at this point I just kind of want to start it over again. I need to get potentially get Diablo on it. And there's so many fun things to do with the Switch.
My recommendation, and again, I think I talked about this one other time, is I was kind of burned out on Diablo 3. But if you were looking to play Zelda, basically, now would be the time. I tried to play that. I have it still, but I think I maybe played 20 minutes in it and it's kind of stopped. I did play the Mario game pretty hardcore and beat that start to finish without, you know, 100%ing the game and buying all the little side items and doing all the coin grabs or coin quests. And, you know, that was a fun game. Zelda for a little bit I tried was fun. But it kind of stopped because I was still kind of focusing more on Destiny. But yeah, I mean, if there's other games, you know, I think at this point, if you're going to do a Diablo, I know I don't know the timeline for Diablo 4, but that would be the one to go with when that comes out.
Yeah. Well, I could see two games right now that are most interested in keeping me interested for the next couple of weeks during the small downtime of Destiny. Borderlands, and we talked about this a little bit on a previous show with Clear Knight, but American Truck Simulator. I have the the Utah download ready to go and got my truck, got my learner's permit. I mean, no, they don't necessarily do that, but I learned the basics of traveling around in it, and I think I'm about ready to start hitting the road and doing some traveling.
So, nice.
Because that's kind of a fun time waste in a way.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of graduate that. But I just want to talk a little bit about Borderlands. For those that know about it or have played it a little bit, or even if you haven't, it's definitely a super fun game. You can't necessarily know what it's like just watching a trailer. So you may watch a trailer and say like, oh, this doesn't look super interesting. But if you try it out, it's really fun. There's a lot of different gun weapons that I think they actually feel pretty good. You know, maybe in Borderlands 2 or 1, they weren't very good compared to Destiny. But I think they've really gotten a lot better. Tons of loot, tons of weapons, like hundreds and hundreds of more choices than Destiny. Although that's a downside too, because it just gets overwhelming. There's just so many things that drop all the time and you're always having to, you almost don't have time to like keep a favorite weapon because you really just at first need to, it takes forever to get to the end game. And so you really at first just have to keep getting just the higher DPS weapons, the higher power weapons, and ignoring other cool perks that these weapons have until you can get to end game and kind of get some maxed out things and then go for the, I think they call them legendary for them, but it's like the yellow color exotic, what Destiny would call exotic weapons.
Yeah. And you helped me play through a little bit of it too this week. And when we got done the Penn and Teller mission,
yeah,
I think that was basically my 3/4 of the way done the main story campaign. And this game's been out now, what, 3 months?
Yeah, about the same time Destiny came out with Shadowkeep.
And, I mean, that's just how little I've played it in general, but it's definitely, the gunplay in it's pretty good, and I never got that big into Borderlands 2, but, you know, I for me, starting a game at start, even though I don't play it as much as I do Destiny, nowhere near as much, I still have enjoyed going back into it, even though I haven't had a chance to play it that much. But getting a chance to play with friends and being able to not have to stress over trying to get things done quickly and just kind of getting through it and getting through the content without a lot of struggles has been nice. And it looks like if we play a couple more nights, I probably will be able to get, as I like to call it, power through the rest of the story missions.
Mm-hmm. And the other reason why I've gotten back into it is because a DLC expansion came out, and this one is based on taking over a casino, and it is a lot of fun. Even if you got a little bored of the main campaign at times, definitely check out this DLC. It's only $15 if you didn't buy the deluxe edition ahead of time. Well worth the $15 in my opinion, with how many hours you get out of it and a bunch of new loot that is available. And they are going to have three other DLCs by next year. I think they're going to be done. I mean, they may have more plans for the game down the road, but their first year's worth of content will be done with three more DLCs by next, I think, September. So it's pretty impressive how much content is going to be coming out.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And it's going to keep, I could definitely see where Borderlands keeps its player base because of that. The loot grind, what all you can do in the game. They definitely have tons and tons of side missions.
Oh, yeah, and tons.
I did a couple, but not nearly as many as I probably should have.
I have a huge list, and I'm going to go back to them. I was going to start hitting them up, but then the expansion came out, so I want to finish that first and then go back to all these side missions. And the list keeps getting longer and longer, and because those sometimes add extra little bounties when you go back to different zones where you've previously been. And I want to say at least 20 to 30, maybe even more. The list seemed to scroll pretty long.
Right.
And there's a new, kind of like the way they're advertising is like what we would call like a strike or a mini raid type activity called the Malawan Takedown, where you need to be level 50. It's end game content. And that looks pretty fun. And you play that with a group of people. And so, yeah, there's some things that they're adding to make it interesting, because those social aspects is where it can really be keep it going. Borderlands is never really meant to be a super social game, but if they can keep adding these multiplayer things other than just the campaign, you know, you can always do that multiplayer, but like these strike type activities, I don't think they'll ever have like a PvP element. That's fine. They don't need to. It's not that type of a game, but hopefully they can add more of these multiplayer things. So yeah, it's fun. It's a good game. Looking forward to playing it some more.
Yeah, it'll be over the break a little bit here. I'll probably be doing that as well. I probably might even get there, because I have not personally gotten the DLC yet, just because I haven't finished the main story campaign. But once I get it finished, it'll give me more reason to go back and get the DLC and try it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's other fun things we could talk about, but I don't believe you've seen Star Wars, and it may be considered still spoiler-ish territory for some people, so I guess I won't.
Yeah, I haven't seen the one in theaters. I'm almost caught up on Mandalorian. And I think last time we were talking, I thought I did 4 episodes. I actually did 5, but I've just finished watching number 6. And I think there's 7 total out right now.
Okay, you got to get on that last one that's out. So you didn't see the one where they went back to the original planet and they have a big battle scene?
No. The one I did was the Prison Break one,
yeah,
basically.
And that one was good, too. Yeah,
it was interesting that how they kind of played that out. And, you know, the Mando, as he's calling there, or Mondo, he definitely... I don't know what race that is, but if you've ever seen The Fifth Element, it reminds me of the blue lady from Fifth Element,
yeah,
that had those totems or whatever they're called in that movie inside of her, with those giant, like, these people here only had like 2 giant tentacles coming out of their head. I don't know what you call them, but yeah, how he put the tracker on them and led the fleet right to their location and got out. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah. Tentacle people. Who knows?
Yeah.
No, it's good. Yeah. Mandalorian. I think it's interesting. We were talking about in different circles about how it's a good show, but where are they going with it? Well, believe it or not, they actually, I guess this isn't so much spoiler now, cause it's been a week or so for this, but they wrapped up. No, they didn't wrap up, but they like have been bringing all these little side things together pretty darn well. And it's amazing how much time you're in these short episodes, even though there was like, I'm like, there's no way. But like they had like 3 different characters like they brought back, and they did a really good job of kind of combining it all together. And then it ends on a cliffhanger, and there's going to be one more episode coming out the Friday after Christmas. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And get that finished up.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely finish that up fairly quick. But we went on a, if we're talking about Disney Plus, I kind of went, my wife's been using it. She put on the Santa Claus the other day, and we ended up powering through all three Santa Claus movies, Santa Claus 1, 2, and then 3, The Escape Clause. So,
sounds like he's like trying to get out of a maximum security prison or something.
Yeah, so we've been powering through some movies on there. I ended up watching Aladdin one day, and I mean, there is so much content on there alone just to keep up with, and movies that I haven't seen all the way through or haven't seen in a while. So
there is. Sometimes I look at the list and it like bores me a little bit. I'm like, man, if I turn into a jaded adult, I just like these gritty dramas or high action things that's not Disney style. All I'm seeing is like Santa Paws and Aladdin and movies like that. And I know there's more to it. And there's a lot of good stuff, but like right now my style is more like HBO or Showmax, or, you know, shows like that. But there is a lot of good stuff, and Mandalorian has been well worth it. And I like Disney Plus. Kids have been enjoying it tons. I made profiles for all of them.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to when more stuff comes out on it. We'll see what they have to bring. But I did want to say really quick, without giving away any spoilers, that I do recommend the new Star Wars movie. That's my opinion, you know. But it seems like reviews are mixed. Critics have it down a little bit lower, but actually audience reviews are fairly favorable. And, you know, it's probably best to go into it not having any kind of super high expectations. But I was even thinking it was going to be way worse, and it was better than the last movie, and I had a lot of fun watching it. So I think, like any movie, there's definitely flaws in what you could say is realistic or not. But then again, is any of the movie realistic? I mean, the whole premise right. of like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, what can be realistic about even how many of these like races have come together in the universe and everything like that? But it's a really fun movie in my opinion. So I enjoyed nice. It.
Did you see, I don't remember where I saw it, but somebody posted in one of the Discords, the Cats movie was released and they actually sent out an update for the movie.
Oh yeah. That was me that posted that. I mean, I saw that from somewhere. The movie, here's the thing. I was kind of interested in it because I like musicals, movies. Like I watched like the Les Mis one, Phantom of the Opera. I like a lot, the movie version of it. And so it did look cheesy. The problem is that they're kind of doing that uncanny valley. Like they're like cat bodies. And then, but they have like human lips. I'm like, come on, that's kind of freaky. But still I was willing to give it a chance, but then I just heard it was horrible. And it's so bad that it's not just maybe like how it looks in general or story or whatever, but it's like it's so bad that the movie wasn't even finished. Even the director admitted like they were rushed to release. Someone posted a picture online of Judi Dench's character. She's like the wise older cat or whatever. And they weren't able to finish the effect. She has her human hands coming out instead of it still being fur or paw or whatever it's supposed to be.
Right. So
they're actually going to be coming out with an update to the movie. They're finishing some more CGI and fixing the movie. It's like a video game release or something. It's like a movie 2.0.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing when I saw that post, I was like, wow.
Not that that'll probably do much. You really think it's going to be like, okay, everyone, the movie has a 2.0 release. Now come and watch it. You think everyone's going to be rushing to the theaters? Like, right. Oh, no, let's see it. But
it's definitely a new thing for movies for sure.
I am looking for some more Christmas movies to watch this week. My wife and I like to just sometimes even on Christmas Day go to a movie theater, and already seen Star Wars. So really, the only big one out that I think we're looking forward to that we haven't seen yet is Knives Out. I don't know if you heard about that. I guess it's like a whodunit murder mystery type thing.
Oh, no, I don't know anything about it, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Have you, if you like murder mystery, have you tried this, not to get on too much of a tangent, I'll try to keep it fairly short, but it's called Hunt a Killer. It's a thing you can get, like a monthly subscription where they send you like investigative stuff, like maps, and it's basically like a game version of Hunting a Killer or like a murder mystery almost.
Yeah, I've seen something about that, but I didn't know too much about it.
Yeah, it seems interesting. On
Facebook or something. Yeah, it does. Is it like one of those subscription things? Monthly stuff.
Monthly subscription, and you get stuff to go along with like the murder mystery, and I don't know. I haven't personally tried it, but it sounds interesting.
Well, if we sound distracted, it's because Sin and I are throwing snowballs at each other in the tower. Is there any interesting names in the tower we should see?
I mean, we are on PC. Yep. Here's one.
Here's some numbers. 6512460. I don't think that's too interesting.
Kudiri Salad.
Kudiri Salad. Saint 69. That's great. Hello, Saint 69.
Tool Man. Oh, man. The Dawning Fun.
Yeah.
Lukma no Hans.
Lukma no Hans. I still think the best one that I've seen in quite a while was I was on the moon in the Hellmouth area, like right where you were about to go down, like in D1 where you start the Crota raid. And someone's name was actually, and it looked all legit. It was like Crota, comma, son of Oryx. Like, that's awesome, dude. He was just chilling in that area.
That's one good thing about having PC and the Steam allowing you to change your names is that people are getting more creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, also anyone that listens to this, I've mentioned it to Link and a few other people, but I am super down also to go back and play the Destiny 1 campaign. For those who haven't finished it all the way through, or even if you have, I did that on my own 6 months ago or so, and it was a blast. The story missions seem so much better in Destiny 1 than Destiny 2, but I kind of got to a point where I was getting stuck progressing some things because in Destiny 1, they have some things where you have to run strikes to progress. And I started a new character, and so you really need to have, unless you're going to take forever to just level up, you really need two other people to do the strike with you. You can't solo the strike, and you know, there's no matchmaking. I mean, there is, but it's a ghost town. You'd be very lucky if you find someone to matchmake in a strike. So anyone who's interested, I will be down to join up on that. Well, I know we're going to have some great guests coming up. There's a few suggestions we got in the Discord, and at least one other person I've been talking to. So we'll have some cool things coming up here the first of the year. And as always, if anyone has any suggestions, please post them in our Discord. I know we have a review too, and I need to load this up. So while I'm doing that, Sin.
I can keep everybody preoccupied. Yeah. while you're loading that up, since we are at the holidays, hopefully from now until the next time you hear our lovely faces, everybody has a magical Christmas for those who celebrate.
Happy holidays. You
know, happy holidays. Enjoy the family while you can. It's not often that we have a lot of family time, especially, you know, for someone like me who works all the time, spends a lot of my free time basically, you know, podcasting, enjoying the game. So definitely enjoy this time with family while you can. It's should be a good couple weeks as we get through the holidays and New Year's. And
I have to enjoy my family. I'm an introvert. I just like to hang with my wife. My extended family is like, ugh.
Right.
But
Yeah, whenever when the wife has her sister and her kids and her family and my family comes over and there's kids running around everywhere, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it definitely gets crazy.
I was like, why did I get off early for work? Why am I home right now?
You're like, I'd rather be at work. Yeah.
I tell my wife that all the time. I said, next time I'm not getting off early, I'm just going to stay at work longer.
Yeah, we do have one review, and last week, available last week because we did our combo podcast with Two Titans and a Hunter, but I wanted to read it this week. It is from Instigator. How you doing, man? And he wrote, Kingsley Mackinson, our great host, in this very informative show. Keep it up, guys. 5 stars. Thank you very much, Instigator.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Much appreciated. Why is my ball giant and glowing?
Sounds like you need to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah, I have a big snowball in my hand, and it's glowing.
Oh, don't you do something with the lanterns for that?
What?
I don't know. I heard something in a previous year. Boy, you know, I'm sure someone listening to the podcast right now is like, come on, guys, you should know this. This is what you do.
I've never played with this many snowballs. Oh, there is a lantern there.
Are you snowballing right now, Sin?
Yeah, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with the lantern.
I don't remember if the lanterns are related or how to get that glowy snowball, but I'm sure someone can look that up and tell us. Anyways, anything else, fun stuff we want to talk about, or I think we can call it a show otherwise?
I think we'll call that a wrap for this year. And
for this year. Wow. It's been a good year. 2019. I'm like 1920.
1999.
Well, everyone, we hope you have a happy the rest of 2019 and have a good 2020. Thanks so much for listening to us. As we close out this evening, Sin, where can people find you?
Well, like you said, thanks for listening and thanks for following over at theguardianhub.com. You can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia and on Twitter at sin_media. Kingsley, for the last time for this year, you know what to do.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter as MC Kingsley. Everywhere else, you can find me as Kingsley Mac in the game, PS4, PC, on Twitch. I occasionally stream, mostly when I'm raiding. And as Sin mentioned, yep, the show is The Guardian Hub. That is our website, theguardianhub.com, and on Twitter, The Guardian Hub. So please follow us there. Please go to our website in the About Us section. You can find out how to join our Discord. Again, for those that don't know what a Discord is or don't care, or never been in one, it actually is pretty cool. You don't have to chat with people if you don't want. You can just join and lurk, but it is a great place where a bunch of us Destiny geeks talk about the game. We have our own community for the Guardian Hub. You can find people to play with. You can tell boomer jokes. You can do whatever within reason. So please join if you feel so inclined.
And thanks you're inclined. Again.
Yes, we are inclined. You are inclined. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. It's fun doing this podcast, and we really appreciate everyone that listens. So please tune in when we come back. And in other words, have a good week or weeks. We will talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.